This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza. It's The Usual Suspects with one in the books and two to go. We have plenty more show. We just started getting into some sportsy-type things. The Brady thing was on a lot of people's minds.
Yeah, my mom actually texted me to reprimand me on air. She was like, okay, you're wrong about the comment about the kid. Leave kids out of it. To which I told her, no, I disagree, but that's fine. But my point is, too, and it was to her, and it is in general, if you don't want your kids to be commented on, don't put them in the show. Because now you're putting them out there for public consumption, and people are going to talk about things that they see. So if you don't want your kid put out there, don't put them out there.
I tend to agree with you on the fact that, you know, here's the thing. You're not, if you're Steph Curry and you put your daughter on the podium, or anybody that puts their kids on the podium, you are definitely asking for it.
Yes.
Because for even nine out of 10 people that think that it's just a cute little kid that is getting airtime and thinking it's fascinating, there's going to be the one old schooler or critic that's going to take shots. And that's what you're going to get.
You're at work. No, you don't bring your kid up here while we're doing a show and let her hang out. I mean, it's a job.
Right.
And part of your job is to do a press conference. So bringing your kid to work isn't, I mean, it can be a distraction for people that take their job serious, that are trying to be there. Nick, you do post game all the time. Would it be distracting if there was a kid there and you're trying to ask serious questions?
He becomes the spotlight. I remember when Patrick Beverley's kid was in the locker room, and not that Patrick Beverley, you know, didn't address the media or do his duties, but his kid was, you know, running around the locker room, and let's face it, kids are cute, so he became the spotlight of the situation.
As opposed to the game and the question and right. His performance.
Yeah, no question. But I would still argue you still got to leave the kids out. My only issue is the consistency, because I'm almost certain that if it was Deion Lewis or if it was another player that no one really knew about, that he wouldn't get fired. You know, he wouldn't even get suspended.
Somebody said if it was Deion Lewis, he probably wouldn't went up to the studio in person to fight that dude.
Because I guess he has like a background of like...
I don't know, but...
Like, here's the deal, and we can get into it if anybody ever cares and wants to ask more questions, but the thing is, having done it from the other side, from the team perspective, some teams are cool with it and understand it goes with the territory. And you would think in Boston, because it's such a hyper, large, intense media market, that you got to understand, even when you're the flagship, you got a job to do, you're trying to do radio, and sometimes you're not going to go pro team at all times. But there's been plenty of times in my existence where I have gotten the phone call that says, tell the so-and-so on the flagship they better stop bashing anyone on our team, whether it's Deion Lewis or Tom Brady. It's magnified when it's Tom Brady, because as Charlie even mentioned, he's not only God in Boston, but he is referred to now as the greatest quarterback of all time. And so the station has this carrot. They have this dynamo.
So you can't criticize him because of that?
There's teams that don't think you can.
Well, that's ridiculous. We have a job to do, just like they do.
Yeah, and they don't understand that.
Well,
I mean,
that's their fault.
You look at some of the things in this marketplace.
You can criticize them. Like, you'll hear the Rockets flagship criticize every now and then. And you'll hear it.
Rarely. Very rarely.
Yeah, but you'll hear it.
You better not wear a Russell Westbrook jersey if you're the flagship, I'm telling you.
Well, that's... I know where you're going there, but yeah. I mean, look, if it's really that big a deal, then yeah, you should definitely like let the flagship station know, hey, this is how we expect you to talk. But I think in most cases, you can't let them not speak their mind. It's all about the fact that it's a 5-year-old girl, and you really couldn't talk about you really can't attack.
But when you put her in the show, do you agree or disagree that she becomes part of the story? So if you have a comment to make, she's fair game. She's in the show.
She's not fair game, though.
Why?
Because she's five.
She's part of the show. But if she's a brat, if she's acting like a brat, if I can comment, oh, look how cute Steph Curry's little girl is at the podium, but if another player's kid was acting like a brat, you'd be like, man, that kid was out of like crazy.
Let's think about this for a
second. Somebody said this. Somebody said that was basically his version of saying she was a brat. That was his opinion.
Right.
Why is that so bad?
I think the difference is when you, like, when you're at the grocery store and you see a couple kids that are acting inappropriately, and then you tell Joel or myself, who might be at the store with you, hey, those kids are acting like brats. No one else heard it but me and Joel. But this guy went to a massive platform in New England where all these Patriots fans are listening, who are parents, who have kids, who may have 5-year-old daughters, and he's, you know what I mean? It was way more public.
Well,
I'd be a lot more cool.
All he's doing is commenting on her behavior. He didn't call her a name.
He called her a name.
Yeah, but what I mean is, like, he didn't use anything like racially insensitive. He just basically said she was acting like a brat.
Every parent's going to protect their kid.
But he used a word that was edgy to say it.
But every parent's going to protect their kid for one thing. And no matter what you say about my daughter, I'm going to be defensive about it. I was trying to put it in perspective and think about it if that was Taylor. And someone said that about her. But here's the thing, Nick. To Barry's point, which I will give him on, and this for sure, is he's married to Giselle. The annual household income of that family, they don't need the money. Dion Lewis might be doing a Facebook Live series because he needs the extra income. He's trying to pick up a little extra cake. He's doing some things. But the fact that they're doing this show, they're just trying to get more attention because they don't need the cash. And in the process of getting more attention, which is what they were after, they probably didn't bargain for the fact that the attention is not all going to be positive and everyone becomes capable of being in the crosshairs like their daughter got. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's fair. I think it's more than fair. I don't think anything that you said is wrong, and there's a million and one ways you can look at it. But I will ask you this, Joel, because you're the one that has kids. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming you have friends that have kids, right?
Yep.
There might be a time where your friend's kids act up in front of you.
No question.
And you might be the person to discipline them. And then you go up to your friend and say, hey, your daughter's kind of acting like a brat. Your friend might accept it from you because that's your friend and you guys are all family friends. But let's say it was someone that he didn't know. And it was Barry. And Barry doesn't, you know, he doesn't know Barry at all. And then Barry goes up to him and says, your daughter's acting like a brat. Will he take it the same? And my answer would be no.
I agree with you.
He would not be able to take it because Barry's not his friend, but you are.
And here's the thing. That's the kind of thing that can actually sever a friendship that you thought was solid enough that you could say those kind of things.
God, I'm glad I don't have
kids. It gets that deep because kids, obviously,
like, I would like to think if I had a kid and he or she was misbehaving, Barry could come around and say, hey, you need to stop acting like that. And I'm not going to get mad at Barry for doing so because he's the adult and my 4-year-old's acting like a brat. You get what I'm saying? Now, I'm not a parent and I can't speak to it, so I don't know how I would feel.
Most of them would get sensitive if you did.
No doubt.
I'd like to
unless
think I would
family,
be like that.
Most of them would be like, don't tell my kid how to act.
And there's been stories that have been published all over on social media, too, where not only does someone, a third party, say your kid is acting a certain way, but if they lay hands on them, all bets are off, and that is
that's kind of the line, though. You can't be hitting somebody else's kid.
Ain't nobody touching another kid.
Oh, yeah. There's
that's
been it. Parents.
You're an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, you're a person of media.
See, that's where, but I'm not.
And I'm not saying that, but even to the.
I mean, if I'm at the store and there's a kid running around, I'll be like, hey, I don't even know the kid, but I'll shush them if they're acting crazy because.
And I'm with Barry on that because I've been at the store and I've seen a kid roughhousing and knocking down a plant and breaks it and then takes off. I'm like, whoa, get back here.
Just because you're a terrible parent doesn't mean that I have to tolerate it in my personal space. If your kid is acting like a fool, one of them hit me with a shopping cart.
And sometimes it's not necessarily the fact that the person, he or she is a terrible parent.
I'm being facetious.
And I know I'm not criticizing you. It's just a situation where the kid ran up and the parent just missed it
busy.
For one time.
I get it. You got a mom with 5 kids, and it's hard to control them all. Trust me, I don't have any problem with that. But when your kid, it's you and the kid, and you're watching the kid ram the shopping cart into the back of my leg while I'm standing in line, and you don't say anything, I'm going to turn around and say, hey, stop it.
But understand, and to Nick's point, there's a huge difference, right or wrong, Nick, and I'm here to tell you, right or wrong, whether it's different between Dion Lewis and Tom Brady, it's the same way coaching those guys. One's probably going to get preferential treatment more than the other. That's just the way it is. But you can be that way in the grocery store. But when you use a medium like radio in Boston and you start taking shots, and especially that's a cash cow. Think about that. In Boston, if you have Tom Brady on your air and you're not the flagship, They are killing it with sponsorship.
But this is where it becomes the bottom line. Now, everything we've talked about is great, and I think it's good dialogue and conversation. But at the end of the day, if the guy would have said brat and not pissant, would you have been okay with it? Would he have gotten away with it?
It's not about me. The rest of the audience still had a problem with it.
Would he have been okay? So you think if he was said, oh, the kid was acting like a brat in that episode, I saw it, that it would have been a big deal?
I think it still would have been a big deal.
I don't know if it would have been as big of a deal, but I think it still would have been a big deal. I think it was because people think he cursed the kid by saying pissant. Like, he cursed at the kid by saying the word pissant, as opposed to she was acting like a brat.
I can understand that the severity is more so with the term pissant, but I think any name calling of any child is going to get scrutinized. Especially when they put Brady on such a pedestal.
By Brady, maybe, but by everybody else, I'm not so sure.
All right.
I mean, would you have thought it was wrong if the guy just casually, like, I mean, if you were to say, oh, yeah, you know, so-and-so's kid was at the press conference acting like a brat, like, who would have, would you have been upset with that if somebody were to say that?
Would you?
I think you can be. Yeah. I mean, I think I would be. I might get upset because it's just a kid still.
It's the society we live in, too.
I don't know. Maybe I'm being too sensitive.
But it's so sensitive, though. Yeah, it's just a word. Right. If your kid's acting bad, they're acting bad.
And I don't even have kids, but still, I mean, I would...
That you
would,
know of.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I have one in Cancun somewhere.
You know of?
Yeah.
Vegas?
But it is. Barry, you hit it on the head. Everybody's so sensitive.
What's their name?
Social media makes it worse. Because with social media now, everybody can just take pot shots anyway.
Listen, I'm everybody is very sensitive, and I have my line. It's just, it's so funny in today's society, and I don't want to get all preachy, but everybody has their own boundaries as to what's offensive and what isn't, right? Like, there are certain things that would offend me that may not offend you guys, and vice versa. But everybody gets to now, because of social media, everybody gets to have this platform where we're like, this is horrible. Everyone should hate this person. And to a lot of people, we're like, I don't really see what was wrong with it. I don't know. So, just sucks. That's the world we live in now, fellas. That makes it fun, I guess. It gives us something to talk about.
Makes it interesting.
Yeah, for sure. All right, I want to tell you guys about Healthy Gourmet. If you're wanting to eat healthy and lose weight, or you're just looking for ready-to-heat and eat meals that taste good and are good for you, I want you to go to HealthyGourmet.com. A lot of you in the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge, and I've seen it in our Facebook group where you're like, yeah, I don't really know. I need to get more consistent. So a lot of you are doing meal prep, and that's great, but it takes time. It takes money. You got to remember everything. You got to cook. That's why HealthyGourmet.com is so awesome, because they take care of all of that for you. You don't want to cook. You don't want to have to get the meals together, do the dishes, make sure you don't forget your lunch and all that. Healthy Gourmet Your Way will be delivered to your door once you order it. And the cool thing is, you get to customize all your meals. No prep work, no cooking, no driving. You order online, you customize it to what you want, and it's delivered to your doorstep. Whether it's vegan, low carb, gluten free, paleo, whatever diet you're on or wanting to do, they have a solution for you. And make no mistake, guys, the portion sizes will fill you up. I've done diets where I've had to have 2 pre-cooked meals because they weren't big enough. Not with HealthyGourmet.com. They're good for you. They'll fill you up. And most importantly, they're easy. You don't have to do anything else. And no commitments, no minimum orders. You just want 3 meals? Get online and order them. Have them delivered. You just want lunch for the week? You can do that too. Right now, you can take advantage of the promo code ESPN975 and get 10% off your order. And if you order $99 or more, shipping is free. So log on today and get started losing weight at HealthyGourmet.com.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit CultureMap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word EPIC to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text EPIC to 797979. Text EPIC to 797979.
Hey guys, it's Beth from Darling Way. My brand new book, Love and Laughter, Sexy, Meaningful Fun for Everyone, is now available. To celebrate, we're throwing a book launch party Tuesday, January 30th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Darling Way. You can get a signed book and let us help you choose the perfect Valentine's gifts at the same time. Wouldn't it be fun to win big this Valentine's Day? Darling Way, on White Oak in the Heights. You open the door, we'll show you the way. Darlingway.com.
It is time for you to defend your title in another fight to the death.
Don't miss martial arts legend Jean-Claude Van Damme in the action-packed film Kickboxer Retaliation. Also starring Alan Moussey, Iron Mike Tyson, and Christopher Lambert. The second installment to the reboot of Kickboxer returns with more adventure, more adrenaline, and more fights than ever before. Kickboxer Retaliation, out now in select theaters, on demand, and on Cape, the much-needed app for everything mixed martial arts.
Yeah! Yeah! It's a lot of tonight. What? It's gonna be right. Yeah.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. Is Barry's fired up, and I like it. But I don't like the topic, and I don't like some of the comments, but we'll deal with it.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to Nick at the break where you were filling up your water, because Lamont keeps tweeting. He's like, man, you talk about a man's kid in any way, and you might get beat down. So that doesn't make it okay if your kid is acting like an a-hole in public just because it's your kid and you want to excuse that behavior. Doesn't make it okay. And if you want to fight me because I told your kid to shush, well, then I guess we're fighting. Don't assume that I'm going to be the one that gets my ass whooped because your kid is bad. I'm just saying. It's ridiculous to even assume that that's a good excuse.
There's no question some parents are going to be more sensitive than others. I think the majority do not want anybody disciplining their kids other than themselves.
That's very true.
And so I would imagine that it bothers you. Even if you don't get mad at someone else for disciplining your child, it hurts you because you want to be the one to do it, I guess. But look, I'm not going to fight anybody. You know, but like if a parent gets mad at me because I told your kid to stop running, or he keeps running into me in the grocery store, or, you know, I'm not going to fight you, but I'll let you know, look, I had to tell your kid something.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's not like I'm going around picking fight with little kids, but I'll use the example that I gave earlier. If I'm in line at the grocery store and you're watching your kid slam the cart into the back of my heel and you're not saying anything, and then I say something and you want to fight me, well, I'll tell you what, you know where I'll be. I'll be in the parking lot. Because it's ridiculous that you think that that's okay behavior. Even if they're just running around, knocking stuff off shelves, or just screaming and being loud. I mean, God, see, parents can be obnoxious when it comes to kids and the fact that it's their kid, so it's okay. No, it's not. You're an a-hole, and you're teaching your kid to be a bad person.
I agree with that. But just like we said about social media, where 9 out of 10 people would totally agree, but the one person in the media that had a problem with it was going to act on it, say something about it, and it was going to become a big deal because it would get to social media and otherwise. Here's the thing. I don't disagree with what you're saying in a supermarket, but I'm also telling you that it's very wrong, but it's not going to change in the fact that the players, the teams, and the stations have their thinking is all wrong. But they're so worried about them and the money and whatever, that they're going to act irrationally if it means that it keeps their income coming in.
Bottom line is the bottom line.
And the other thing, look, I've got buddies of mine, and I'm with you. I got buddies of mine. I'm not afraid to say it, man. Your kid is just acting like a complete.
I want you guys to, if you see my cats acting up, I want you both to know you have the right to discipline them in whatever way you
but
see
bro,
fit.
Bro, I'm telling you, parents, I know. They are so overprotective and hyperprotective of their kids that even if they know they're wrong, they know that they should have reprimanded that kid at the grocery store.
Yeah.
But if you use the tone to the kid instead of them,
which is ridiculous.
Like that, they're going nuts.
Now you're just puffing your chest out. That's ridiculous. You know think, your though, kid was wrong.
You would think, though, dealing with
that was
all
your point. You said even if they know their kid is wrong, they're still – that's stupid.
Yep.
It's ignorant.
But that's a fact.
You would think, though, that all the elementary school teachers that they've met, you know what I mean, would condition them to the fact that, hey, man, sometimes someone other than you could discipline your child.
Right.
But It doesn't.
I like Diego's tweet. He's like, Barry, I will hit a stupid parent with his own stupid kid. Just throw the kid at him. Poof, take that. Two birds, one stone. That's funny. That's
you
a
know
good
what,
tweet,
and that's
Diego.
Interesting, but that brings up the other thing that you talked about. What we talked about back when we were kids growing up. Your dad had a different reaction than other parents that said, if my kid acts up, whoop his ass.
Yeah, right? I'll even sign a
Nowadays,
document for you.
Man, even if you're the worst parent in the world, if you hear something happened at school where, forget laying hands on a kid, if the teacher even like reprimands the kid verbally a certain way, you better make sure the doors are open because they're going to knock them down if they're not on the way in because they want a piece of that teacher. And they want them fired in most cases.
Yeah, they do.
So
Clayton said, man, I almost fought a dude because he tried to discipline my dog when he was a puppy. I can't only imagine if it would have been a human child.
I was going to say dog next after cats, too. But yeah, were you? Yeah, I was.
My sister-in-law told my son something that we thought was inappropriate and World War III broke out.
Dude, that's the society we live in today.
Yeah.
All right, Chris wants to get in here on this Brady situation. Chris, what's up?
Hey, Barry, I'm with you, brother.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, I was a police officer in police work for 10 years. I was actually a police officer, but I went into some other special stuff, and I was a principal for 10 years. And I was at Target one day, and I told a kid to pick his pants up, because I didn't want to see his underwear. And I've also had issues where, like, you know, kids are cussing at their mom, like, actually cursing at them. I'm like, hey, don't talk to your mom like that. And they get entirely offended. But when you go back to where you say it's like a world where all so sensitive, the latest reference, and it sounds kind of weird, but I'm hanging out at somebody's house, just met them for the first time. I'm with my partner, and the kid has he walks around without his shirt on. He's got chest hair, like, just ridiculous. He's a young kid, 17, 18.
You sound jealous.
But, hey, dude, you got to shed the chest hair, man. And the girls don't like it. And he got so offended by that, like, his feelings were hurt.
What?
Like you said, like, we're hurting everybody's feelings now. So, and I heard about that for a month later. You hurt his feelings by saying that.
Oh,
like,
man.
Well, he has to grow up and not, if he goes on through the rest of his life, if that hurts his feelings, he's going to have a lot of hurt feelings forever,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Chris, I appreciate the call, but you mark my words. We are getting to a point in society where every little thing sets somebody up or sets them off and offends them. And we're getting so sensitive that it's – I hate to even say this because I know that this is going to offend people, but this is how Trump became president, this backlash. It becomes a backlash. I mean, people freak out. And that's why Trump is president. It's the only reason he's president.
We've talked political quite a bit today with Charlie.
But
you.
What I'm saying is, like, this whole sensitivity thing is going to backfire. It's going to be, and you watch, in 15 years, it's going to be the complete opposite. People are going to get so sick of walking around on eggshells that the complete opposite is going to happen.
How long we got to wait?
15 years,
damn.
I'm guessing.
Well, students are kicking teachers' butts right now in high school. I would imagine they're just going to go to all like video conferencing type of education.
Something.
And those videos are out there. But again, even if the kid is in a complete wrong and starts throwing haymakers, the minute that the teacher lays hands on the kid, people are losing their,
exactly.
You know
what. But you don't understand how bad that is because teachers don't get paid that much anyway.
Hell no.
Right.
There's going to be zero incentive to become an educator anymore.
Yeah.
If you keep going up there complaining to the school for stupid crap that your son or daughter's doing.
Now, I will agree with this text. Somebody said, where people go wrong is when they insult the kid beyond just calling out their bad behavior. Now, I would agree with that.
That's exactly what we were saying in the break.
Yeah. If you're like, hey,
there's a
you
line.
Stupid ass, dumb, blah, 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 stop hitting my
then
heel. But if I turn around and go, hey, knock it off. That hurts.
That's okay.
No, but according to Lamont, somebody's going to want to fight me for that.
Whether it's right or wrong, there's no written rule, but parents are going to be hyper-protective of their kid.
It's dumb.
It's just the way
it is. It's dumb.
There
if your kid's an a-hole, your kid's acting like an a-hole. Deal with it.
Okay.
So I don't have to.
There you have it. Hey, we appreciate Chris chiming in. We've got other people's people chiming in as well. The HRNP listener line is 713-780-3776. You can chime in as well. You can text that number. You can call that number. Or you can reach us on Twitter. I haven't done this today, so I'm going to do it now. It's at Barry is Funny. It's at The Producer Nick. And it's at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We've got calls and more to get to. And we're only halfway done with the big show. Back with the second half. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is the Texas A&M Report, presented by AT&T, a proud sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics. AT&T, entertainment your way.
Only AT&T gives you HBO included for no extra charge with AT&T Unlimited Plan.
You mean I can watch HBO on my phone?
On my favorite device?
Exactly. Only AT&T gives you HBO included for no extra charge with AT&T Unlimited Plans.
Requires an eligible AT&T Unlimited Plus or Choice Plan, and activating HBO requires compatible device which is sold separately after 22 gigabytes per line per month. You may experience slower speeds. Benefit starts within 2 bills and may be billed and then credited. Channels and offers subject to change. Streaming, coverage, and other restrictions apply. See att.com/unlimited for details.
Texas A&M traveled to Lawrence, Kansas over the weekend, a Saturday afternoon game in front of 16,300 Kansas fans at Allen Fieldhouse. Kansas won it 79-68. Kansas outscored the Aggies in the first half, which turned out to be the difference, 45-27, an 18-point lead at the intermission. The second half, A&M would outscore Kansas 41-34. Tyler Davis would lead the Aggies in scoring. He had 18 points, including 9 rebounds. Starks had 11 points, also got a start in this game. And then Robert Williams had 11 points. He had 9 rebounds. Aggs will be at home coming up on Tuesday at 8 o'clock. They take on Arkansas in our broadcast at 7:30. I'm Dave South. That's your Texas A&M Report.
The Aggie Report is a presentation of Texas A&M Sports Network, a property of Learfield.
Let's talk about Robin. Last February, he was managing a place that didn't invent the chicken, just the chicken sandwich. Now, Robin is 7 months into his information technology career. Hate what you do? Don't be chicken. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet on campus or live online just 2 nights a week. Daytime classes are also available. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
The fun never ends at Sam Houston Race Park.
Live horse racing is back and better than ever this weekend at Sam Houston Race Park. Come for the fun with 50 Cent Beer this Friday and the family favorite, Dollar Day, on Saturday. Check out the all-new Ninja Warrior course in between race entertainment. Ask about our suite specials for as low as $2.99 for 10 people. Visit shrp.com for more info. Sam Houston Race Park, where the fun never ends.
Hi, I'm Harris County Precinct 1 Constable Alan Rosen, inviting you to join me and the Houston Bar Association for the annual John Eichenberg Law Week 8K Fun Run Saturday, February 17th at Sam Houston Park. Sign up individually or as a team. All proceeds go to the center, working to promote growth and independence for adults with disabilities. Start the new year off by giving back. Bring a friend or the family to the Law Week 8K Fun Run February 17th. Register at lawweekfunrun.com. That's lawweekfunrun.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 12 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Are you ready for some crawfish and football? The big game's almost here, and Big City Wings has got an action-packed, flavor-infused way to welcome you to the biggest game of the year, wings and football. Pre-order for the big day now. You heard it. We're officially in crawfish season. Stop by any Big City Wings location and get it by the pound. While there, perhaps try a Big City Wings cocktail, like a Michelada or the famous Big City Bloody Mary. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 3 till 6. 5 locations, you can get to the Big City Wing treatment from just about anywhere. For more info, go to BigCityWings.com.
There are doctors for your hands, feet, back, really anything that isn't working like it should. But what about your roof? Call RoofMD, the doctor for your roof and gutters, sidings, and lots of other stuff on the outside of your house. Visit RoofMD-GC.com. They can probably see you today. No long waits, no scary nurses, no gloves, no gowns. Nothing to be afraid of, especially the bill, since their inspections are free. RoofMD-GC.com. The doctor will see you now.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the second half of the big show. It's spirited, to say the least, and we like it for a Monday because people have opinions on both sides of the fence, and now they're throwing things. It's fun. It is The Usual Suspects. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel. You don't agree people are throwing things?
Huh?
People are throwing things a little bit. They're getting into this.
Yeah. No, I was just looking at some of the texts and tweets that are coming in, and some of them are in favor of me. Some of them are telling me what an idiot I am and that they would fight me, and some of them are just downright violent.
It's the beauty of sports radio. Now, here's the funny thing. While we were talking about this, I was sitting there thinking on the station. Like, of our colleagues, if one of us had said that about Brady's kid and got, who would throw us under the bus and who would be like, well, let's.
Well, it depends. If it was me, I would say AJ right away. AJ would be like, oh, yeah, Barry, like, which we can't even have that guy here anymore.
Do you really think so? I think yeah. For as much. You guys are such good friends and everything that I thought he was the guy that regardless of that situation, even if it was going to be not the kosher thing in the office, I think he'd have your back.
He would have my back behind closed doors with management, but on the air, he would never let me forget.
But isn't there a certain point where you don't try and make fun of it on the air? Because
not with AJ. Not with AJ. No, he would use that to just troll me and get me. It would never end. I don't know. Like, I don't think Raheel and Dell would throw us under the bus. Mm-mm. Maybe John, not Lance necessarily, but John, I could see John just messing around. Because, you know, John, he'll mess with people, but he'll be subtle about it. He wouldn't just come out and be like, yeah, we tried to tell him it was bad. He would be a little more subtle.
See, Fred would have the management opinion. Because Fred is management.
Yes.
So Fred would have... Whether he wants to, like you said, in his private time or not, on the air and stuff like that, Fred would be pro management.
Yeah, because let's be real. I really do feel like if this is it, and it's not a matter of if, and I'm not even joking about this. At some point, I'm going to say something into this very microphone that's going to get me in trouble. And I'm going to get letters, and I'm going to be suspended. I mean, it's going to happen. I just know.
If you ever get in trouble about saying something about the Rockets, just blame it on Joel. And then we're good.
And you know what? And then the Rockets will get if the Rockets heard it or they'll discuss it, they'll be like, well, if it was that other guy, Barry, it'd be fine. But since it's Joe, we know him.
It was Barry. We're not going to give him credit. Oh, we don't already do that. Maybe that's why he said it. I don't know.
All right, let's get to some of these calls. You guys have been waiting patiently. You wait because we have great content. Eric, you're in. What's up?
Yeah, just kind of wanted to get in on that, on talking about people being offended by whatever somebody says. Not to change the subject, but have y'all seen the Netflix TV series Shameless?
No,
I love that show. My wife hates it, but I love it, and I love how offensive it is. And it's anyway, I'll hang up and listen to your comments on that. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Eric. Shameless. I have not seen this.
I have not either.
Nick, are you aware of what Shameless is?
I'm aware that it exists on Netflix, but I've never seen it.
Now, would you be more aware if it was on Redbox?
No.
Okay.
No.
So,
what do you got for us on that, Barry? What is Shameless? Give us the show profile.
It says it's on Showtime.
Okay.
It just says.
So you can binge watch it on.
Netflix? Says it's a fiercely engaging and fearlessly twisted series. Chicago and Frank Gallagher is the proud single dad of six smart, industrious, independent kids who without him would be perhaps better off. When Frank's not at the bar spending what little money they have, he's passed out on the floor.
Sounds like solid parenting.
Yeah. I guess I got to check this out. Shameless. That sounds actually pretty funny. It's got, what's his name? Who is that? What is the dude? He's a, I don't know his name. He's a weirdo. I got to go look it up now. I'll look it up on IMDb. It'll tell me who it is.
Okay, cool. Josh, you're in on the Usual Suspects. What's up, man?
William H. Macy.
There it is.
William H. Macy.
There you go. Thank you, Josh.
You definitely should watch it. It's really good. Okay. Really, really good show.
I'm going to check it out.
So I have a story about I went to see Deadpool, and this guy has his baby. Like, not a young kid, like a baby, like a newborn infant in the movie. And it's screaming its head off, and finally, he's not far from me, and I'm like, hey, take it out. Take the baby out. What did you say? That's my baby, man. That's my baby. And I was like, yeah, I get it. Is it enjoying the movie? No, it's not. I don't know why you brought it here. And then so we get in this whole argument. He wants to fight. And I'm like, you, Barry. I'm like, okay, I'm not enjoying the movie. Now I'm just mad. I'm watching a violent movie anyway. Let's go. So I go outside and beat this. It was one of those things, too. We're in the movies. He's an idiot. He's this small little Hispanic man. And I get up, and I'm 6 foot and a big guy, and was like, okay, let's go. And he could tell as we were going down the stairs, he was like, I've made a mistake. I did not have that. And then in the parking lot, after I've beat him up, I tell him he has three options. Redbox, an illegal website where you can watch the movies, or a babysitter. Other than that, you don't get to go to... You had a baby. Guess what? Your life is ruined. It's over. You don't get to do this stuff anymore.
Josh, that is great.
Fantastic.
Not only did... See, Josh was a great parent to this stranger, because not only did he discipline him and whoop his ass for his baby acting up, he then taught him a life lesson.
That was a fantastic call, Josh. That was Jerry-esque.
Boom. Yes.
Josh was... like, that was parenting on a meta level, right? Like, this dude isn't being a good parent, so Josh takes him outside and whoops his ass and teaches him a lesson as his dad. Look, you got three choices now, son.
I was going to ask him, though, halfway That's through hilarious. Whooping his ass, would you not feel guilty? Like, nope. He's still got to take nope. care of the kid.
Especially if he's the one that goes, I'll whip your ass. Well, let's go. Let's find out, because there's a 50-50 chance. And then when you see that dude stand up and he's bigger than you.
75-25.
You're like, oh, God, I would hold my baby. You're not going to punch me, are you? I'm holding a baby.
Yeah, because he might use it as a safety mechanism. But I'm thinking, like, if I'm Josh and I'm knee deep in beating this guy's ass, and then I realize, man, he's got a kid and he's the only parent with the kid, I would maybe stop and ease up because I'd be worried that he's still got to get that kid home safely.
I wouldn't, because that was the point I was making about Lamont. And I have no doubt that Lamont can fight, and plenty of dads out there can fight and whip my ass. But at the end of the day, just because you have a baby, don't assume that if someone else is disciplining them, that you can kick their ass and that's the right way to go.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole bringing the infant.
Yeah,
well,
that's
the thing infant I was to the movie. Say,
did you ever bring your infant to the
I would never do that.
Why?
No, I think some things parents, they just don't think. And that's
not everything is baby friendly.
And they have to be scrutinized. And the other point, because I was just going to say what Barry just said, why fight? Because now... You know, I'm watching the news this morning, obviously for obvious reasons, and I see a story where Nick, out our way, 59, I guess, past the Beltway, they found a person with a bullet hole in his neck.
What?
Who went off the road and hit a post right by the Cadillac dealership, and they're trying to figure out what happened. This day and age, I can probably tell you exactly what happened. Two people got into it because of a lane change or something stupid on the road. One of them decided that they had a gun and they could take matters into their own hands. And now that person is not on the planet anymore. And that's how these things happen. And that's the thing. I think that the one thing that I give Lisa credit for. No, but this is what
I'm so confused right now.
I think he's trying to say that you don't want it to escalate.
Yeah, you don't want it to escalate to that point because you're grown ass.
I was
adult.
Like, how do we get to shooting people in the freeway?
And it's the parent needs to think about it even more, because I give Lisa credit for this because I am the person, and you guys know this.
Yeah. You're a hothead.
I'm a hothead, and I've always been a fighter, and I've always been someone that's going to, you know, if you want to challenge me, I'll bust you in the mouth. Well, the one thing that Lisa's been great about saying is now you got to think about it from the bigger perspective. You now have to think about it because you're a husband and you're a father and we want you around for a while. And it's, why are we fighting? You know, that's to that. And I got to work on that every day.
It's dudes, man. As guys, I think we're pre-programmed to be like, well, you know what? I can't deal with this rationally, so I'll just fight. Like, I can't have a conversation with you. Everything has to be a fight.
Yeah,
that's just how we're wired,
like
we're in
college or growing up as kids or whatever, that's the way we handle things. But that parent is not only an idiot for taking a newborn to a movie,
yeah,
but is a bigger idiot for saying you want to fight and starting the
with
melee.
With a baby with you.
Just a...
Well, you'd be like, hey, excuse me, sir, hold my baby while I fight this guy. Like, now you're letting some stranger hold your baby so you can fight him? Yeah, it makes no sense.
These pissant parents these days.
Mandy said, I have three kids, and believe me, if my kids are acting a fool, I have no issue with spanking that ass in public, which is how it should be.
Yeah, but... I bet you she'd have a problem if somebody else decided to chime in
on
it. Yeah,
this is great. True story, my son's principal called me about my son not pulling his pants up, so I took his underwear from him for the rest of the school year. I've had no problems out of him since then.
Man, you got diaper, or you got a rash problem.
That's
to deal
awesome.
With those
That's what
chafing.
I'm talking about, though. See, you handle it. It's great. It's good parenting.
Of course you like it.
Because yeah,
you
I told
would,
my,
you would never have to deal with that issue with the kid.
I told my cat to pull his pants up. I have no problem. I'll discipline them.
But no underwear for the rest of the school year?
Yeah.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah.
Why? That's just... You obviously aren't responsible enough to have underwear. Because you want to show everybody the underwear. I can't lie. I sagged my pants in high school. What am I talking about? Oh, boy.
All right. We're going to continue to move on and press on with more of the big show. We're having fun here, and hopefully you're entertained as well. If you want to join the program, like all those people that have already done that, 713-780-3776, HRP listener line, call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is Fred. He's experiencing an epidemic that's sweeping across our nation. Boredom of his man cave. His large flat screen television. His fancy reclining chair. Nothing can shake Fred's boredom. But then, Fred discovered fantasy sports tickers from Tickercom.net. Fantasy sports tickers mount on your wall and give you the latest live scores and updates. Use promo code ESPN for 5% off and free shipping. Order yours today at Tickercom.net.
Hey, folks, Papa John's here, and you know what? It's back. Our Monday special, large one-topping pizza, just $5.99. Now, that's Mondays only, carry-out only, but a large one-topping pizza, just $5.99. Get as many as you want, only today, Mondays, at Papa John's, Houston.
Hi, I'm Chris with Cash Call Mortgage. With today's rising home values, Cash Call Mortgage is now offering a 15-year fixed-rate refinance at 3.5%, 3.646 APR, to let you pull out up to tens of thousands in cash to pay off high-interest credit cards, car loans, do things around the house, or for anything you want.
My husband and I realized the best low-cost way to get a large chunk of cash was to take advantage of our home's value by refinancing. Chris got us a low interest rate, and we pulled $50,000 in cash out. We paid off credit cards and a few other things, and the whole process was super easy.
And Cash Call Mortgage pays all third-party closing costs on refinances. So make the cash call now at 855-875-CASH to see what you can save. Your house is your bank. That's 855-875-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA, Cash Call Mortgage. One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Not available in Washington.
That's 855-875-CASH.
Shopping for electricity rates can be a painful experience, but Tri-Eagle Energy is making it easy for you. You'll pay the same rate no matter how much or little electricity you use. There's no hidden fees. TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN, PUCT number 10064.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically like hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Hey, the holiday season is here. She's been nagging you about getting new countertops or a new vanity in the bathroom or fixing that fireplace. Or how about an outdoor kitchen? How about an outdoor patio? How about a new pool and you need the tile? Well, Jeff Aronoff does all of this at Absolute Marble and Granite, and he does it at 20% off. Give him a call. If you're trying to recover from Harvey, he can help you out with that too. Put in whatever it is with Jeff Aronoff. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. It is flying by, boys and girls, and you guys are participating in a big way. We call you the suspects for a reason, but you guys are all over this today, and I love it. So the Brady situation has gotten people fired up on both sides of the fence. You were fired up early. Now some other people. Look, the biggest thing to me is just Nick and I were talking about this, too. The other thing is, and it kind of, I think, Barry, this is what you're trying to say, too. You got to be better parents overall.
Yes.
Right? Because here's the thing. How many times do you see on the news the sympathy card being played because a car was carjacked and the kids were left in the car? So now the kids, everybody's worried about, obviously, the kids and are they okay? And that's the main story. Once the kids, you find out that the kids are okay, the main story should be, what the hell are you doing out at 2 a.m. with two infants in the car? And better yet, what the hell are you doing leaving them in the car while you went into the Walmart to get yourself whatever, or the fillings, whatever it was, that's not as important as your kids should be? Dumbasses. You're asking for it.
I mean, I'm not going to tell people how to live their life. Like, maybe you need to go get some milk.
Now, so you're going to leave the kid in the car?
No, you should definitely take the kids in. But 2 in the morning, I'm not going to judge. And just as long as I'm in that Walmart and your kids ain't acting like a-holes, that's fine. You don't know. Look, I will say this. I was raised by a single mom.
Sure.
She can't just leave me at the house by myself. She's got to go do something. She's got to take me with her.
But now, I would bet your mom would take you into the store.
Yeah, don't leave me in the car. Right. But she's still, it may be 2 in the morning and she's got to do something. And she's got to, you know, you never know. Maybe there was a leak and she's got to go to the Walmart and get some whatever. I'm not going to judge that, but yeah, you're right. Leaving them in the car is stupid. I'm not going to say you deserve to have your baby stolen, but Lenny tweeted us this picture of this kid that they did the George Jefferson haircut on for acting bad. Are you a believer in that kind of thing?
Mm-mm.
Because you feel like it embarrasses them.
Yeah, and that's not going away anytime soon. And it's you know that. You got to live with that. You can have a discussion with a kid and teach him a lesson a lot of different ways. That one's one that's going to have a lifespan way longer than the kid deserves.
Really giving him a George Jefferson cut?
Yeah, man.
Sending him to school?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that would be kind of. Now, you might do it and then do it on Friday night and then let him go the weekend.
And then shave it all off.
And then something. Just shave it
if
all
it's
off.
A boy,
and send him to school on Monday.
I would do it to a girl.
No, definitely not. But I would. I mean, stuff like that where they learn. Look, what's the difference between doing that and then these parents that are like, well, he's just so bad, so I called the police and they came out and fake arrested him. Like, what's the difference? You're still scaring the crap out of them and humiliating them publicly. Is that okay
to
do that?
Do they still do that, fake arrests?
Yeah. Look, let's be real. It's mainly white parents.
I don't know. If I'm a cop, I'm like, I'm not fake arresting your child.
That's the easy way to get it done. If I was a parent, I'd be like, hey, could you maybe arrest my kid once? And
maybe rough him up a little bit.
Saves me some time. Yeah, I'll look the other way. Save me some time. Because, man, it's going to take me years to get this kid to act right.
Let me buy your club real quick.
Yeah, see? Just tase him a little bit. Just don't put it on like 11. Just put it on like 2. Give him a little, hey. That's all right.
Really?
No. A couple texts before we move on, because I want to. Did you guys watch the Pro Bowl?
Every minute. No chance. Every
You're
second.
A bunch of liars.
No chance.
But Angel just wanted to wish us happy anniversary.
Here's the thing. I didn't even know the date.
It's February 5th.
You know the date.
Because I just looked it up when somebody asked, is today the anniversary? And I said, no, it was the day after Super Bowl. Super Bowl was the 5th. Oh, so no, it's the 6th is our official one
now
year.
Now we're going to get all these cards on the 5th.
Whatever.
And gifts and
whatever.
Flowers.
It was the day after the Super Bowl. Super Bowl last year was on the 5th. So it would be the 6th would be our official 1 year show anniversary. So, okay. Yeah, there's that. So I watched, I told you guys in San Antonio, they didn't have internet. So I couldn't enjoy the Webernets. But I had to watch TV. So I swore that I wouldn't watch the Pro Bowl. It was literally the only thing on that I was even remotely worth watching.
It was a shootout, right?
I watched the skills competition, which was actually decent. They did... they had the kind of this obstacle course where they had a dude running with a parachute, and then you had to do a fumble drill where they just started throwing fumbles on the ground. You had to pick them up and tag your guy, and then they had to run through three tackling dummies and then a sprint, jump through a wall, which was just foam. But so that was okay. I mean, it was just Battle of the Network Stars. And then they did the passing accuracy where they tested the receiver's hands, and then they did the drone drop. The dodgeball was pretty cool because both sides tried to cheat the whole time.
Someone said there was controversy in the
dodgeball. Oh, they were cheating. They were cheating. Everybody was just cheating during dodgeball, which made it fun. And then I ended up watching the flag football game where Spring, Texas was represented as one side of the championship game.
Who plays in the flag football game? Not the players.
Kids.
Oh.
It was kids. It was, I don't know, 13, 15-year-old kids.
Well, you had a lot of time on your hands.
Mm. I will say this about the kids' flag football game because I watched it, and it came down to the wire, and whatever other team that wasn't from Spring, Texas won on the last second, Hail Mary in the back of the end zone. Then I watched the Pro Bowl.
You're an idiot.
The flag football game had more hits in it than the Pro Bowl did.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not even exaggerating.
Uh-huh.
More people went to the ground in the flag football game from hits than did in the Pro Bowl. It was so pathetic. The whistle blew so quickly. As soon as there were two dudes were engaged and one of them had the ball, the whistle would blow. There was no tackling.
They're so worried about injuries, and ever since you've been little, you've been taught the minute that you're so worried about getting hurt is when you're going to get hurt because you're not playing it out right.
Yeah.
That's why you just give them the honor of being a Pro Bowler, but just screw the game.
I will say, though, there was one play where it was a kind of a post route, and I think it was Russell Wilson kind of – he sailed the pass a little bit, and I think it was Thielen that may have went up and got it. I don't know. But he got one of the safeties came across and gave him a nice little bump while he was in midair. So and it wasn't even vicious. He hit him with his hands.
It wasn't quite Sean Taylor, but it was.
No, but he hit him with his hands, kind of almost like a blocking drill where you'll see the guys on the offensive line kind of hit the blocking dummy with their hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he did. It knocked the dude down, and everyone was like, ooh. It was like, really? Because that would be in a regular game, people would be upset that he didn't try to tackle him better.
No doubt. But here's the thing, and this just came out last night, but I was interested in getting your guys' opinions on this because we've talked about it way too much, and I hate the NBA All-Star talk about this draft and all this other crap too. But the one thing that may have actually been the best thing to come out of all of this with the NBA is they've identified a way to make the game more meaningful. This year, the winning team... each guy gets $100,000
for
the NBA All-Star game this year. If you win it, you get $100,000. If you don't, you get $25,000. That $75,000 may get some people to play some defense and pay more attention. Oh, there's already players going, you want me more motivated? I just got it. Because the almighty dollar speaks.
Look, they did that in the Pro Bowl.
Not like this.
No, it was $64,000 per person. If you won... and it was 32 if you lost. So you could double the money you were getting paid to play in the Pro Bowl if your team won. And it didn't make a lick of
NBA
a difference.
NBA used to do it between 25 and 10. But when you start talking about $100,000,
yeah, but
it's
here's
not
the
worth it because of the injury aspect. That's
right, but also $100,000 to a basketball player is like $100 to you and me.
It can be, but
it's not motivating.
This
Those guys
is going to cause more problems for them. This is why Lou Williams is going to care so much more about being an all-star.
But it's a drop in the bucket, especially when you're talking about it's the cream of the crop. This isn't guys making the league minimum. This is guys with the biggest contracts in the NBA.
If you handle the voting process the right way and the electing of the deserving players get in, if there's a guy like Lou Williams having a career year,
you think $100K means that much to
Lou
Williams?
I think it might. Because
Chris Paul
is talking like, man, that's $2,500 for a technical foul, and that's Chris Paul.
Yeah.
And when they're talking about the referees and they're worried about getting fined because they're talking about the referees, and it's what? How much is a fine?
25 grand sometimes.
Okay. And they're worried about losing 25 grand. 100 grand is motivating.
No doubt. It's going to motivate them. Now, I'm not saying that's the solution in football, because I think that because they're not playing for their teams and their livelihoods, and I just don't think you can do anything.
Lou Williams has made $57 million over his basketball career. You think he cares about $100,000 versus 25?
I do.
He also now has four girlfriends as opposed to two.
Yep. Does he really?
And, yeah.
Oh, he had two.
And they're all okay with this?
You don't know that? That he had two?
I know he had two, but that knew about each other? He's at four now?
Well, I think I saw
somebody on social media is like, hey, man, how do you handle two girlfriends? And then Lou, I don't know if he was being facetious or not, but he was like, it's four now. And then he just walked off.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I would say he's my hero, but he's not, because he's nuts. Four women in your life?
That's costly when they know you got basketball
that's
money.
Play with an exclamation mark.
No, that's dumb. That's way
I gotta
too
find
much
that video.
To worry about. Yeah, find it.
Well, I got to find that
that's
video.
That's insane.
One of them is a piss hand. So when that gets out, they're going to fight. That's the way it's going to go. All right, we got two in the books, one to go. Plenty more of the big show. Believe it or not, just 60 minutes on the clock before we turn it over to Fred, AJ Jung, and the Blitz. So you guys can feel free to join us and be one of our usual suspects. 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with the final hour. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.